Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome to the LA Local for Friday, October 3rd, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Aaron Cooper. Happy Mean Girls Day to those who celebrate. We got a lot to unpack, so here's what's coming up on today's LA Local. Anti-Trump protests kick off this weekend, a Bel Air search has ended in an arrest, and Taylor Swift has released her 12th album. But first, a massive fire has finally been put out at the Chevron refinery in El Segundo. It started with an eruption last night, literally, and it was so big that residents in the area felt like it was an earthquake. The Chevron El Segundo is the largest producing oil refinery on the West Coast. It processes close to 300,000 barrels of crude oil a day. So despite the huge explosion and fire that took hours to put out, no one was injured and everyone was accounted for. Now, our Alex Silverman was out there last night talking to residents when the explosion happened.
People who live here on the edge of Manhattan Beach on the south side of the refinery describe an earthquake, flames hundreds of feet in the air. People are used to burn-offs, which happen here occasionally, but as they told me, you don't hear those. This was very different. Police and fire units were here almost instantly, they say. Private security sealed off the massive compound from all entrances and exits. When I arrived, all that could really be seen through the chain links and barbed wire here on Rosecrans was flames shooting from one of the stacks, black smoke billowing into the sky. While there was no catastrophe beyond the borders of this enormous refinery compound, what has yet to be seen is how this will impact the gas supply in California, which is already on a razor's edge. This refinery that has been operating since 1911 is critical to fueling Southern California.
Now, Alex talked with resident Keith Moore, who heard the explosion and felt it.
I live probably about 500 yards from where the main fire was, the big one. And right here in Manhattan Beach, I was just watching TV. All of a sudden, I heard what sounded like airplane engines getting louder and louder. So I didn't know if it was like an airplane was landing or crashing or what. There was no big bang. All of a sudden, there was a giant whoosh, and the curtains flew up because the windows were slightly open, and the house shook. The dogs were barking. Knew something was wrong. It felt like an earthquake, so we didn't know if it was what was going on. We stepped outside, just like all our other neighbors, saw 300-foot flames right outside our house and got really scared.
Moore said he's lived in the area for 10 years and has never seen anything like it before. He also said he didn't want to be a statistic, so he, his wife, and his dogs got the heck out of there and watched the flames from a safe area and a TV. We also talked about the situation with oil industry analyst Andy Lipow.
The unit that experienced the fire is known as a hydrocracking unit, and this particular unit produces a huge amount of jet fuel.
So he says the fire could pose some problems for airports, like LAX. But what about gas prices for, you know, the people who drive cars?
I expect that in the short term, the wholesale price of gasoline is going to go up as the market awaits the damage repairs out of Chevron. But eventually, we're going to get an increase in imports coming into California in order to offset any loss that might be experienced on a long-term basis.
Lipow says, in his opinion, there's no need to panic on gas prices right now. We also have an update from a story that started yesterday afternoon. A search of a Bel Air neighborhood has finally ended with a wanted suspect surrendering to LA police officers. Pete Demetrio tells us the search tied up Sunset Boulevard and streets near UCLA for hours.
Officers swarmed the area near Sunset Boulevard and Glenroy Avenue searching for the man believed to be tied to a homicide investigation who was hiding in dense vegetation and trees in the backyards of large homes in the area. 2 hours into the search, LAPD canine officers were called in, and after a house-to-house search, the man was found in the backyard of a home just south of Sunset Boulevard. He surrendered without incident. LAPD Media Relations Division confirms that the man was the focus of attention from the FBI's Fugitive Task Force, Robbery Homicide Division, and Gang and Narcotics Division, but they've declined to identify the man until they get a positive confirmation of his identity and finish questioning him prior to booking.
Okay, so today is Friday, so that means a jobs report comes out. But actually not today, because of the government shutdown. Tyler Shipper, economist at the University of St. Thomas, he explains that for us.
Creates more uncertainty for everybody. The Federal Reserve is trying to look at these jobs numbers to figure out how many rate cuts they want to do. They're going to be looking at inflation numbers that could be disrupted as well. And that makes it so the Federal Reserve has a fuzzier picture of the economy.
He says this has a ripple effect.
Right now, the BLS has about 2,000 employees. None of them are working except the interim director, which means that they're not collecting the data for the next report, like the Consumer Price Index. It gets used to calculate what cost of living adjustments should be for Social Security. So these things all kind of have a trickle-down effect.
Shipper says new data released by payroll processing giant ADP showed a loss of 32,000 jobs in September. Economists expected a gain of 45,000 jobs. So, a little off right there. Now, over 1,000 people are expected to rally at a big anti-Trump protest tomorrow morning in downtown LA.
And we want to make sure that folks come together and express their discontent with this, with what the administration is currently doing.
Is this a way that you think will be successful in getting the Trump administration to change its current policy with regards to ICE raids in Los Angeles?
I think this is going to bring continued awareness to the community, and they will continue to see how rights are being violated, not just here in Los Angeles, but in Chicago, in Portland, in New York, in D.C., and people are going to realize that their city might be next.
That's Maria Miranda with UTLA. She talked to our Craig Figner about the rally this weekend. If you're interested in going, she says people will start gathering at the 6th Street Bridge around 8:30, followed by a 10 a.m. march to the Japanese American Museum. Now, the moment you've been waiting for. Today is October 3rd, like I mentioned earlier, and while many know it as Mean Girls Day, if you know, you know. If you don't, just go watch the movie. I think more people are talking about Taylor Swift's newest album, The Life of a Showgirl. I feel like I've been telling you a lot about Taylor Swift lately. I think that makes me a Swiftie now. I don't know. So despite yesterday's leak, the album officially dropped at midnight, but fans across the country celebrated early with listening parties, especially here in Southern California. Our Natalie Tavidian, I'm so jealous, was at one at 33 Taps in downtown LA last night where she spoke to some Swifties about Taylor's latest era.
Your impression of her album so far?
It's so good. I love it so much. I'm so excited about it.
Everything I could have imagined and more.
Do you have a favorite song?
Oh gosh, right now I'm really liking the last one. My favorite so far is definitely Ruin the Friendship. It's so good. It's so groovy. I love the vibe.
I really liked the first one, actually, The Fate of Ophelia. I think that was a really good one to start off the album.
Fate of Ophelia seems to be a big favorite in this crowd so far. Yeah, I've asked a couple of Swifties. Do you have a favorite era?
Oh gosh, Red is my favorite era. That's when I became a fan, so it's very special to me.
I guess I would say 1989. Yeah, 1989 is my favorite.
And we kick off the showgirl era today. What does that mean for you?
Oh my gosh, it's a new era of Taylor Swift's pop perfection, collabing with Sabrina Carpenter, another amazing pop artist. So it's going to be a Swiftie revival, and I'm really pumped for it.
Showgirl is new era, and it is Taylor's new era with Travis. So I'm excited to see what she brings.
Excited for her wedding?
Oh yeah. Can't wait to see her dress. Can't wait to see it.
Very excited. I hope I get a plus one.
And this weekend, many are expected to hit theaters for the official release of A Showgirl, which includes the premiere of the music video for The Fate of Ophelia, which is that song we were just telling you about. We asked award-winning film critic Scott Manns how this music video compares to her other films, because she does her own music videos, but she also just released the Eras Tour documentary.
So Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, came out in October of 2023, and you know, fans were going to come out in droves, but no one expected that movie, which came out 2 years ago, to open with $93 million domestic. I mean, that is just unheard of. The movie went on to gross $262 million worldwide, which made it the highest grossing concert film of all time. Again, just crossing over into a new threshold, a new platform with movies. So her second feature now, which is the official release party of A Showgirl, tied to the release of her 12th album, Life of a Showgirl, this is not a concert film. So you can't really compare it to the previous movie.
He says that this surprise film could give other box office movies a run for their money this weekend.
This movie wasn't on anyone's radar at all until it was just announced 2 weeks ago, and it is poised to be the number one opening, beating Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, his new movie, The Smashing Machine, which is projected to open with around 12 to 14 million.
Mann says the projected opening for this film will be around $35 to $40 million. And if you still haven't had enough of Taylor Swift, today through the 9th, Westfield Century City is celebrating the release of this Showgirl album with a TikTok fan activation, which I think is young people talk for Swifties. We'll have a lot of opportunities to take photos and recreate moments from the Fate of Ophelia music video. You can check all of it out at the Atrium on Level 1 at the mall. Again, it runs from today all the way through October 9th. All right, folks, this has been your LA Local for October 3rd. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see all inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. We made it to Friday, folks. Take a breath. You did good this week. Do something that brings you joy this weekend, okay? On me. The team at KNX will catch you on Monday. I've been here since 1:30 in the morning, so I'm out of here. Bye!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.